So, here we go.
Welcome to mini episode number 5. It is a continuation of episode 42, so we kept recording. Enjoy.
Hold on. Okay, we came back for this. He's spouting off stories, so I got to record this. I'll include it in another episode or something, but I got to record it. So go ahead, Lynn.
Just a real quick synopsis of what's happened in my life. So 18 years old, I was in Memphis, Tennessee. I freaking really hurt my back. And then didn't think anything of it. And later on in life, I had horses and I was bucking hay, 3-wire bales, and stacking them and shit. And I pulled my back out again. So I go to the doctor and get an MRI.
Okay.
And he tells me, how are you walking? I go, what do you mean? He goes, you shouldn't be walking right now. I'm like, well, what the hell's going on? He goes, well, you have a deteriorated disc, a degenerative disc disease, and you have a bulging disc, and it's cutting off your spinal cord. I don't even know how you're walking. I'm like, one foot in front of the other, doc.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And so, okay, anyways, so I have back surgery, blah, blah, blah. I forgot where the fuck I was going with this.
You're going with a story about doing something that you probably shouldn't be doing. I know that.
Oh, Matt. I have a back surgery. And so I'm a stay-at-home dad. Okay.
Yeah.
My son's born. I hang out with him for 3 years, recovering from back surgery.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Right. So I have my vertebrae fused together, 3 of them, 2 rods, 6 bolts in my back.
Oh, wow.
And the disc above it and the disc below it are still herniated. So when I use causing me problems, I can go back and get it fixed instead of fixing it all at one time.
Yeah.
So that's bullshit. Scam. You know, doctors get paid from the insurance company anyway, so they don't care.
I think it was. I think the surgery in the first place was a scam.
So yes, but no, it was the best thing I ever did.
Oh really?
So anyways,
okay.
So I had horses. I got rid of the horses. I got Harley Davidsons.
Okay. And then you joined the bike gang.
No. So I started selling leather. I used to be a leather vendor. I used to sell leather at bike runs. And every time I'd be at a bike run, the Hells Angels would show up and they'd come out and hang out at my vending site.
Yeah.
You know what? They were the best moneymaker I ever had.
Really?
People are intrigued with the Hells Angels.
Yeah.
And if they're hanging out, people want to get close. If people get close, they're going to buy shit.
Yep.
Because they're going to egg them on. They support us, right?
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. Because I was a corrections officer.
Yeah.
Anyways, they were probably gonna try and compromise my integrity by, you know, getting me good and then, you know, have me do favors for my.
Yeah. Since we did all this for you, now we're going to have you
return
the favor.
So, yeah, we used to party, man, and we used to have parties, and we would fucking do blow all night long. And play cards and drink and have fun and dance and at our house.
Yeah.
We'd have Hells Angels at the house. We'd be partying it up. Yeah.
Oh my God. Asking for trouble. But yeah.
But no, you know what? When I was a child, I wanted to be a Hell's Angel when I grew up.
Yeah. I mean,
but I didn't get to be a Hell's Angel, but I got to hang out with them.
Yeah, that was good enough.
You
didn't have to go through the dangerous part. You got to deal with the good part of it, partying with them. But
and they knew I was a corrections officer. They told me straight out, you'll never be an angel. You'll never wear a patch. Yeah. I understand that, and I appreciate you letting me hanging out with you. Yeah. And they'd be like, well, man's got to do what he's got to do. He's got to make a living, right? I go, yeah. Yeah. They understood that.
Yeah.
You know, we're standing at this bike run, listen to this concert, and I think it was the secretary of the Hell's Angels No Band chapter.
Yeah.
His name was Turtle. And he would, we were standing there, and his girlfriend's like, pulls out a joint, and he's like, no. He tells her no. And she's like, nodding at me and telling her no. And she's like, fuck that, I don't give a shit. Because I was a CO. And so she lights up this joint, and she's hitting it, and she looks at me, and she goes, and I took it, and I hit that bump button. And we got high as fuck, and I give it back to her, and she turns around, and looks at him, and he goes, he shrugs, I don't know.
They just didn't know you.
I just totally earned some respect there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I was that, I was doing this, and yeah. But that was another reason I gave up corrections, was because I felt like a hypocrite.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I was doing things that
I
these guys were put in prison for.
I've said it before many times, and I really, truly believe it. I don't understand for the life of me why marijuana is still federally illegal.
A class 4.
Yeah, it should not be there. It shouldn't even be. It's a natural product, and you know, at least 21 states have seen the profitable and benefit side to it because they've allowed it to be legalized in their state.
So Joe, if they would legalize it federally, the federal government would come in and they would tax the fuck out of it.
Oh yeah.
So that, because they're gonna get their cut.
Well, I'm telling you, it wouldn't even have to be that high of a tax. And they're already getting their cut. They're already taxing the hell out of the places it is legal.
Exactly. You're right.
Because you go in, if you were to go in and buy...
Some people can't even use a bank account because it's still federally illegal with a federally funded bank.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to pay cash. Or you use like a debit card or whatever. But if you go into one of those places and you buy anything, the tax is tremendous. It depends on what state. Some states have a higher tax rate on that than others do. Michigan is probably one of the easiest, most reasonably situated states on their marijuana. I've walked in them just to see what the hell they had, you know, because
I refuse to buy weed from anywhere other than a dispensary now because of the fentanyl that's coming across that border.
But yeah, exactly. You don't know what you're getting, but
you know what you're getting. It can be laced up, and you're fucked. You're dead.
Yeah, yeah. And
just like that. But our borders are secure.
Well, the thing of it is, the way the dispensaries are now, it's cheaper to go to the dispensary. In the long run, by the time you get screwed and you wait around for some guy to show up or whatever, you know.
Why are you buying it illegally when you
buy it from a fucking dispensary? If anyone has ever watched the movie Pineapple Express,
Right.
And you get to the scenes with Al Frank. What's his name? Not Al.
Peter Franco.
What's the Franco kid's name?
Yeah.
He's not a kid anymore. What the hell is his first name? I know the younger one is Dave.
Peter,
Dave
right?
Franco.
Peter
is
Franco.
It Peter Franco? Is it Peter? I don't know why I want to say Alan. Alan or Alvin or something. But it might be Peter. But anyway, that Franco guy, he plays the drug dealer in that movie. And, you know, Seth Rogen shows up. He just wants some weed. He don't.
Right. I love Seth Rogen.
He don't want to hang out with the guy, you know. Right. And that's, he wants to go hang out with his people or just go sit in his apartment and smoke or whatever.
Right.
But that's, Franco plays that part perfectly. That is every
James read, Franco.
James Franco. Yes, yes, that is it. Every weed dealer I have ever been to was James Franco. They all want you to hang around. They all want you to hang out with them and smoke with them for a while. It's like they have no friends.
No.
And
I know, right?
You know why it's that way?
They're checking you out. They're seeing how fucking if you're.
They don't trust anyone.
They don't. I had this guy.
They want you to smoke with them just so they can trust you.
I won't say his real name, but he was this dude, and he was a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
And he was covered, and he had gauges, and he piercings, and I knew him through the circle, you know, the biker circle, and I'd go to him, and I'd go to his place in my corrections uniform, and I'd pick it up a bag of weed.
Yeah.
He'd be like, dude, you gotta smoke a joint with me or a bowl or whatever. I'm like, well, all right, cool, dude, let's go.
Yeah, that's,
and he'd be sitting there doing a tattoo in his kitchen. Okay, we're taking a break. Go get my weed. Here you go. Weed smoke. Okay, go back to tattooing. All right, later, dude.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing how many people smoke weed. I used to think that there was this huge, and there still is this huge taboo attached to it.
To our parents, yes.
Yes. But
to that
even,
generation, yes.
Even still, some current 40-year-olds are
some Gen X's and
are
yeah
they got a pine tree up their ass backwards and it won't come out.
That's true.
But
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm pro-American. I'm pro-Second Amendment. I'm pro-First Amendment. I'm a patriot.
Yep.
And I will defend my family. I will defend my property, and I will defend my God.
Yeah. Well.
So you know what? Bring it.
They want to take away your rights, though. They, you know.
You can try.
They've been trying to do it for years.
And it's not going to happen because, you know what? We have more, you know what? The American people have more weapons than any army put together in the world.
Yeah, I know.
We have more guns and more ammo than any military combined in the world.
I've said this on the podcast before, too, and I am of the mindset at this stage in my life, anyway, that every young man and even young woman coming out of high school should spend 2 years in the service.
Absolutely, I agree with that. You know, that because they're not getting the life skills that are required to carry
or
on
discipline.
The future of this country without some type of
military
structure.
Well, kids, I mean, even kids in that we went to high school with needed to go to the service. You know,
I tried to.
When I did
after
too.
I donated my kidney, I tried to go into the Navy Seabees, and I got to the point where, okay, I'm at the questionnaire before I go sign to go down to my MEPS in Phoenix. And he comes to the part where it says, are you missing any major organs or blah, 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 blah. And I go,
well, is it considered major?
Missing a kidney? That doesn't do anything, right? And he looked at me, he goes, you ripped my paperwork up. Thanks for coming in. Threw it in the trash.
Yeah.
That's the thanks I got for wanting to join our service.
Well, they didn't want you to waste their time.
Even though, well, no, I understand that. But instead of, you know, hey.
I know.
I understand I you want to do this. And no, he was just like, you know what? If you did that to somebody today, that was my age then.
Yeah.
They would walk out of there bawling or throwing a temper tantrum like a freaking child.
But, you know,
I understand it, but I don't, because you know what? I've come this far in my life and I'm fine.
Yeah.
Never had a medical issue.
I think people don't understand. Well, I keep saying people, but anyone under the age of 50 doesn't understand.
We can say that shit now.
We can say that all day now. Anyone under the age of 50 does not understand that it used to be that if something had to be done a certain way, then it had to be done a certain way. There were no, oh, but I can't because my foot hurts, or I can't because my butt hurts. Well, fuck you. Get the goddamn hell out the door. That's the way
exactly.
It used to be. And it's not that way anymore. You know, and that's
beat it, Crusty.
Yeah. It bugs the crap out of me. You know, we used to get treated like shit and we had to suck it up and take it. But
hey, and you know what? That made us who we are today. We're strong.
Exactly. Yeah. I get that. Should there be a better understanding of things? Yes. But we don't need to lose discipline to allow people to better understand things. We still have to have discipline. And if you don't discipline your children when you're raising them, they're going to grow up thinking they can do whatever they want. No one's going to stop them. Well, how far do you think they're going to get? They're either going to be behind that pipe.
They're
going to
feel entitled, or they're going to feel, you know what? Humble.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to raise them humble.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't happen enough anymore.
It doesn't.
You know,
my son, he watched me take his stepbrother and treat him like a little bitch. His stepbrother that was, he was 17 at the time. Lynn was 7. They were 10 years apart. And his stepbrother steps up on me thinking he's going to whoop my ass. And he's a big kid. He's 6'4", 6'5". He's bigger than I am.
Yeah.
Taking Taekwondo or whatever. I'm like, all right, here we go. And I floored that little fucker. I said, what are you going to do? Kick my fucking ass. Do it. Bring it. You feel froggy. You think you can take me? You feel like a man? Let's do this shit. Come on. He couldn't move. And my son saw that when he was 7 years old, and he has never even challenged me.
Yeah. Well,
because he knows. I don't care how old my dad is or how much bigger I am than he is. He will whoop my ass.
Yeah.
I sent that precedent early.
Well, it's okay to keep your kids a little afraid of you. If they're not, then they're not going to listen to what you have to say to them.
You have to have that authoritative, oh, he's going to beat my fucking ass.
Yeah.
They have to know that.
Most of the things that I didn't do that I know now that I could have got away with 100 times over, but I didn't do them because of the fear of what was going to happen.
Repercussions,
If you don't showed your kid from the beginning that there are repercussions to everything that you will and may and eventually will do wrong, you're going to get punished for it. If you don't punish your children, they're just going to be idiots, you know, because they are never going to learn a bit of discipline. And that, again, is why I say each and every kid coming out of high school needs to spend a couple years in the military. You know,
Spoil the rod and spare the child?
Yeah. No, it's...
Spare the rod, spoil the hell out of the child.
I don't think I could ever count how many times I got spanked or paddled as a child.
I can't either, because you know what? I deserved every one I got.
Exactly. Exactly. And I was going to say, do I regret being spanked? No.
Looking back at my life, I deserved every one I got.
Yeah.
I was in the wrong. And they were trying to teach me how to...
My mom wasn't one to quickly do that. She only punished you when you deserved to get punished. And
right.
My grandmother now.
All right, brother. I have to take a break.
Okay, we'll take a break.
Okay.
Go ahead, JP.
I can piss.
Yeah, go ahead.
It ended kind of quickly there, but until next time, think big, think loud.